Wiltshire Beam strikers win concessions. Alastair Cook, Dorset Socialist Party. The refuse strike in Wiltshire, that began less than 2 weeks ago, has ended with the workers winning a better settlement. The original offer put forward by Hills Municipal Collections, of 7% over 2 years, has been accepted, but the bonus scheme that was previously only given to certain workers, has now been given to more staff, with also further uplifts for staff on the lowest rates of pay. The Wiltshire refuse strike began in Salisbury on the 7th of March over attacks on pay and conditions. Then came the attacks on the strikers themselves. On the picket line there had been repeated and frequent incidences of strikers being hit by lorry drivers. In Salisbury, two bin workers were hit and had to receive treatment at the local hospital. This, according to the GMB union rep, was believed to be ordered by management. Since then, the employee responsible has been suspended. Similar incidents have been reported at other disputes with Hills and Trowbridge in Calne. While their original pay demand was not met, the offer was almost unanimously accepted. In just a couple of months, the Salisbury site had gone from no one unionized to around 70% of the workforce on strike with GMB. This short dispute will have given confidence to the workers for when management attempts this again. DWP announces office closures, prepare to defend our jobs and offices. Dave Semple, PCS Branch Secretary, Wigan, personal capacity, on the 17th of March, 1943. Offices across the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, were told that they are due to close. Of these 43, 13 sites have been told that the work they currently undertake is not going to be moved to an office nearby. This means that without a major union campaign to stop the office closures and defend jobs, redundancies are almost certain. The remaining 30 sites have been told that their work will move to somewhere nearby. Senior managers making the announcements across DWP made reassuring noises to avoid upsetting staff. But no one is fooled. The fact is that communities face loss of local services. Many members will face lengthier and more expensive journeys to work. For a number, especially those with carer responsibilities, the journey to a new location will not be possible. In addition to the effect on those directly affected by office closures, there are major doubts about the availability of space to absorb transfers of staff and work on this scale at existing locations. The Public and Commercial Services, PCS, union leadership in the DWP group had advance warning of the closures. The union's group executive committee, GEC, met on the 15th of March to discuss the list of closures. Shamefully, the left unity majority GEC did not prepare branches for the announcement. They also did not issue a clear call to oppose all the office closures and redundancies. They gave no lead whatsoever. The message should be absolutely clear: no office closures, defend jobs and no redundancies. At the group executive committee meeting, Socialist Party members and other broad left network supporters immediately proposed a major campaign, including an all-members ballot across DWP, that takes in the issues members care about: pay, jobs and office closures. The majority voted this down. The current left unity leadership has failed members on safety, on pay, and now on jobs and offices. This is why Socialist Party members and other socialist union reps in the broad left network are standing against the current left unity majority in the 2022 union elections.